Hi, this podcast is, I'm telling you people, it is common sense, it's history, it's the human existence. For thousands of years, I don't care where, what part of the world, what religion you are, when there was children in the village, the city, the adults, especially, like specifically the parents, the family, even like friends and family of the family, they promoted, what did they promote? Children that were growing up to not necessarily arranged marriage. There was arranged marriage too, but it wasn't always like that arranged. It depends what part of the world, what time, like what years of the world. But promotion, like today, children are on their own. Like, what do I mean? No one promotes children. Like, what do I mean? I'm talking about at an age of 12 years old, to really promote children to, from children. Like, you heard of high school sweethearts. Well, have you heard of lately public school? Like what I mean, junior school sweethearts. Like, there's no promotion. Like we're leaving our children abandoned. I don't know why this happens. You're too young to. Yes, you're too young. I get it. They're too young for, like, you know, sexuality and stuff like that. But no one's saying that. No one's saying sexuality. I'm not saying that. I'm saying promote children on an average age of 12. To, like, be interested in each other and, like, be a couple from children. You know, today it's this theory of, you know, you wait till you're done high school, and then wait till you're done college, and then wait till you have a job. You know, this is ridiculous. This is not how humans worked. For thousands of years, you do your research and study. People promoted couples from young age. It wasn't 100%. No, it wasn't. Some kids maybe they said, I don't want it right now. But the majority of young people, 12, I would say on average, was promoted for them to be at, like, you know, like puppy love. You know what I'm saying? But today, it's like puppy love is something like to, you say you can't be in a relationship at that. I'm not saying a relationship. I'm saying just promote, instead of grooming some unnatural, like you know, like your little boy, your little girl or something. That they're grooming in a, maybe in a positive way. You can call it grooming to promote young people to think about. It, you know, from childhood, puppy love to adulthood, marriage. That's how it was, I believe, for thousands of years. It was like children that grew up together and stuck together. It's not 100%. It never was and never will be 100%. But I'm saying the majority of children, 12 years old, like, had in mind, you know, this young, my the girl in my village, the girl, I'm going to marry her. Or the young girl said, I'm going to marry that boy because, you know, we're kids and you know, we'll eventually have a family one day. We'll get married. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you can call it grooming. You can call it promoting. You can call it whatever. But the village always, like, oh, look at little Sally. You know, I think she has a crush on little Billy. You know, and then it blooms. Like, today we're telling children, you gotta wait. This is ridiculous. I'm not saying for them to get married. I'm saying to spark the spark of romance, the spark of child to child wanting to have, like, a future relationship with the rules and the honor and dignity of a relationship, not to be some... you know, some promiscuous child or this or that or this, but we're telling children, you're too young, you're too young, don't even think about it. And that's not how humanity worked for thousands. It wasn't if something bad when a child romantically had a crush on another child and thought the future, oh, I'm going to have the future because we grew up together, we're best friends from children. And that's my opinion. Peace. I just want to add something to that. I noticed a lot of people, they're saying, well, how am I going to ever get married, right? Well, let me tell you something about this world. And I think there is no rule, you know, that there's no law or rule that says I have to live in a major city. There's no law or rule that says I have to live in the country. But there's a law and a rule to work, in my opinion. And if you work hard, like, what am I trying to say? It's like, basically, migration is happening, but in your own country. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone says you can't realistically, you know, start a family if you're young. Well, you know what? There's no rule. You can move somewhere. There's land in every country, right, that a new community can form. And I'm just wondering, that's weird in a way that, like, today, like, before people settled and, like, from a small town made a city. And today it's, like, basically no one does that no more, I don't think. Like, every city is set and that's it. Like, you know, if you're a minority, if you're, or whatever, anyone, like, who's to say you can't go somewhere and have land and start your own city, your own town with people you care with and you work with, you know, and start your own business, you know? Like, this mentality that, you know, the city is the only option, and the prices are skyrocketing, rent, mortgages, buying property. If you're married with your wife, you should put your family first. I understand, you know, the rest of your family and friends, but it's not like forever. You can travel, like, you know what I'm saying? Visit this and that. Like, there's some people that I know that traveled, you know, from the city to the country or the country to the city for work, this and that. But there's no rule, you know. There's no rule that, you know, I have to live in the city, you know, if I want to start a family. Like, you know, people have the right to go to any part of the country that their citizens or belong, they live there. And you know what? If they work together, that's, they want us separate. They don't want us to work together, the elite, you know? And, like, it's funny, like, start a new city. That's how it was for a long time. You know, people started a new place to live, and people moved together in population and you know, multiply. It doesn't happen today, really, you know? It's like there's set cities, set jobs. Like, the environment can really, really help, you know, with work and new ideas, creativity. And if you're not happy in the city, and if the city's too expensive for you, there's no rule. You know, you can move anywhere you want in your country. Even other country, you could move to another country. And if you're from the country, like the rural area, and a lot of people, you know, go to school and they go to the cities, go back and forth. You can visit your friends, you this and that. But if you really want a family and you really want to work, searching, you will find. That's like, it's so important, you know, to search for work and find work. Even when you're searching for your wife or your husband, if you're a woman, you know, searching, you will find. Knock, it'll be open, you know. Ask it and you shall receive. You know, that's the word of God. And it's common sense, of course. Be honest. There's no sin or no problem asking anything politely and with honor and respect, you know. demanding is different, asking is different. So, you know what I'm saying? People have done it like over and over. They moved to the suburbs and, you know, because they wanted a home and family, they wanted a home. And but there's no rule, people. Like, there's no rule you have to live in. You can choose to live wherever you want and start a new community. Friends, you know, can start a new community. It depends what you want. And that's what I'm saying. There's no rule. And, like, if you can get out of jail, right? Like, if you're in jail in this city and it doesn't give you an opportunity to have a family, get, you know, survive, have a place to live, why would you stay in prison? And maybe the cities are prisons, you know, like in a certain way. If you look at it financially, you know, you live in a box, a cell, just to live in the city, right? You know, it's sort of like that in a way. In the country is fresh air, beautiful. Like, the towns have become cities, and that's all I have to say. There's no rule. You know, maybe you'll be free, or we'll be free if we go to the country. Well, we can afford things. We can afford land. We can afford, you know, food, this and that, or, you know, better life. And if you want, people have moved, worked, and earned enough money and went back to the city, moved to another country, came back to their country. There's no rule, people. And if you really want a family, it's hard work. I'll tell you that right now. It's for mothers, it's 24-hour work. I understand the government doesn't recognize mother work. Like, it's, they'll say, you didn't work. You don't work. Why should you get anything, pension or bonus from the government? You don't work. It's the hard of people. You know, moms, what I'm talking about, especially, and dads, you know. But, you know, we have so much money, and you support when the government in supports the family, they support the children, which support the citizens, support the community, to have children, not steal, not sell drugs, not use drugs, have a self-esteem, honest work ethic, you know, to support them, have clothes so they have self-esteem. You know, the government, in my opinion, I've seen some sort of, because they say, you know, there's the people, there's not enough, you know, children being born, but it doesn't matter, born or not, this should be a part of today's livelihood, is support for mothers, especially, because they work the hardest, and it's a life job, at least till 18, it's a life, but even then, it's still a life job in your mind and heart. You always work the best you can. So there's no rules, people. If you have to move, move. If it's up to you, be creative. And I'll say one more thing. I've said it before. Pocketbook discrimination, racism. And like some people will say, why do certain people sell drugs, you know, to make a living? Because it's a job, you know. Like the underworld is a job, you know. That's how they make their living, being illegal or even committing atrocities. But you say, why does someone sell drugs? Why does someone steal? Because I'll tell you, and if it's a minority, so-called minority, it's because pocketbook racism. If you go to communities, and I can talk about this city, they won't support anyone other than their so-called race or their community. Like, you know, you or the color of your skin, you won't be supported. You can have great ideas, have a great business, but no customers. They help their own. That's why you have in certain races, cultures, community, it's like you have the one person, the stores, and they only go there, they only shop there. They don't care who you are. It's pocketbook where they won't share their money with anyone. Even if you have a good store, a clean store, it's just not, in my opinion, that's what I see. I see owners of business. I see the customers all around my whole life. And it's pocketbook racism. And it's like, you're not one of us. So, and that's how people become millionaires, you know, because the whole community shops at their shop. And eventually it's the monopoly and they get all the money and they sit there and collect money all day. And then they have people from their country. And that's, you know, their employees, their community. They won't hire, you know, unless it's a franchise minimum wage or something, you know. Even their own community, these owners become greedy. And that's why, you know, that's a problem for families, young people. The government supports these so-called business, the economy. What economy are they talking about? Like, they're complaining about tariffs and this and that. Yeah, it's true, but what economy, who's paying? Like, people don't believe the hype, public enemy. Like, these people talk about tariffs, right? Who's affected by tariffs? It's, at the end of the day, it's the consumer, you know? You know, well, but what am I trying to say about tariffs? That it's like, basically, everybody wants something cheap. But like I said before, you have more, other person has less. When we get something cheap, the person who made it, like the factory worker, the worker, got less. So pay up. Don't be someone that don't wants to pay. And it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous because, you know, people are willing to pay for so-called fashion and, you know, cars, ridiculous amounts of money, but they're complaining about food that keeps them alive, right? You know what I'm saying? That keeps you alive. It's good food. And it comes from other continents, other countries far away. You know what I'm saying? And then gasoline, they're complaining about. It's all rigged. It's the stock market. They go with what the stock market, the price is. They all go by it. It's like they pay pennies and they have stocks of stock of oil, but it goes up and down in the stock market. They sell it what the stock says, you know, and they manipulate that and they say it. You know, investors invest, the prices go up, and it's all, you know, you have the people that invest in the monopoly. God bless you. You want to invest in the monopoly? Go ahead. So the giants get bigger and bigger because you're getting dividends, but you're getting pennies, I guarantee you. But it's so much money that they're making the pennies add up for average people. So don't complain. Like, kids, understand, if you're creative and work hard, trust me, choose where you want to live. Choose the best place for you, okay? You don't have to live in the city. You don't have to. You know? You don't have to. You don't have to. Like, you can choose to live where you want. It might be hard, but you have to choose in life like everyone else. And you can tell your friends and start a new community, because that's every city in this country was a town and it grew and grew, and that's how it was. So that's all I have to say. It's common sense. I'm trying to make sense here for you to understand how the economy and everything is. Don't complain about food. Like, I understand it's all rigged. It's all rigged anyways. It's like they could do what they want, and the government, well, they promise, but it's the free market. You know, they'll say the economy, the free market, that's all we care about. You know, some government officials, it's like oil and gas is going to save us. You know, it's never enough. You know, it's this big machine nonstop. You know, get the people, get the children to school, your whole life in school, then you work for the corporation, most people. You work for yourself. That's not life. There's in real life how it was before. You know, unless you were a slave. Like, that's the only way to be. You can choose what you wanted to do. It's not 100% what I'm saying, but you had more freedom. And the way the system is, kids don't have a freedom. We don't have a freedom. It's a nonstop. They want to make New York City the world where it's 24-hour nonstop nonsense. No time for yourself, no time for your family, no time to do anything productive, no time for creativity. They just want us to be like, just just busy, 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 work, 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 and everyone complains. Oh, or they say, I work, work, work. I can't do anything else but work. I can't help you. I'm working, and they feel proud, and like, I'm working. Okay, work. Everyone works. I work too. But I work the way I want to work, and that's how it should be. And I should be able to live in a, like, I don't want millions and billions, gold and diamonds, Mercedes, this and that. I just want what I can just live by and just have a decent living, like most people. I honestly believe that about the human race. Most people, I know they fantasize about the lotto and this and that, but reality is most people are happy. And look at condos. Like, look at condos. $500,000 for a condo, for a box. And they claim they're condo owners for a box, for the $500,000. Like, what's going on with this money shit? $500,000 for a box? You know? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm a condo owner. I live in a good area, this and that. Like, I work, you know. I have no time to do nothing else but work, you know. I'm sorry, people. $500,000 for a fucking car, for a box. Like, even if I was a billionaire, let's say I won the lotto, I'm not fucking buying a condo. I'll tell you that right now. They're not stealing my fucking money. You know, I'd rather give it away. I say what you want. Maybe I'm a bullshitter, maybe I'm not. But I think I would give it away. They give it to the thieves, you know, for a fucking box, $500,000. You know what? You go to other places, other parts of the world. This is ridiculous. How can you fucking honestly live with yourself? Like, boycott these fuckers. Let's shut down everything in a nonviolent way. And I think, you know, if people are willing to do that, you get results. When the people are together and we boycott and demonstrate. You know, my uncle said something, you know, Uncle Gus, he said, they won't give me the microphone, John. You know, they won't give me. It's just, they won't give me the microphone. Every time I try to talk, they shut me down. They ask me a question, I answer, oh, sorry, we don't have time. Like, people on the streets, like George Floyd, changed so much. And I understand there's different opinions, but at the end of the day, we should do what's best for all of us, and take care of each other. That's it. Peace.